From Spark and Anvil and Dialogue Quest, this is Rest in Chapter 1 of the Dialogue Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Patter met Rest at the lake's edge on a still morning when the water had been like glass. Patter had been out at dawn. He goes out at dawn occasionally. When he had seen a heron tween standing at the shallow water with one foot perpetually raised and a small silver pocket watch around her neck. The heron had been completely still. The water had been completely still. The morning had been completely still. The stillness had been active. Something had been happening in the stillness. Not motion, but attention. Patter had not wanted to disturb the stillness. He had sat down quietly on a flat rock about 10 paces away. He had waited.
After perhaps 3 minutes, during which nothing visible had happened, the heron had struck. Her raised foot had come down. Her neck had snapped forward. She had caught a small fish. The water had rippled outward. And then the stillness had returned. The pocket watch around her neck had ticked once, audibly, and then resumed its silent stillness. The heron had looked at Patter. She had said, very quietly, "You waited." Patter had said, "Yes." The heron had said, "Most observers do not. They want the strike to come quickly. The strike comes when it comes. The waiting is also the fishing. I am rest. The waiting is my work."
Patter had been stunned. He had said, "You treat the pause as the action." Rest had said, "The pause is the action. In fishing, in conversation, in music, in dialogue. The pause is a line of dialogue itself. The silence speaks." Most writers do not yet know this. They fill every gap with speech. They are afraid of the pause. The pause is what makes the speech meaningful. Without the pause, every line carries the same weight. With the pause, some lines land harder than others. Patter had said, "Would you come to my pocket workshop?" Rest had said, "I will come slowly. I do not move quickly." She had come. She has been in the workshop ever since. She stands at the front of the room with one foot perpetually raised, like pause in Haiku Quest, but for dialogue rather than for Kyureji. She embodies the held pause. Her silver pocket watch ticks softly, audible but unobtrusive, and only ticks when a meaningful pause is happening. Otherwise, it is silent.
In Patter's introductory lesson on rhythm and silence, he gestures at Rest, who is, as always, standing with one foot raised, pocket watch around her neck, and says, "This is Rest." She treats the pause as a line of dialogue. The silence between two lines is not nothing. It is its own communication. A pause can be uncomfortable. The character does not want to answer. A pause can be thoughtful. The character is thinking. A pause can be charged. Something is about to happen. The pause is a line that does not have words. He demonstrates. He writes on the board. "Are you all right?" he asked. "Yes," she said.
He says, "The pause between the question and the answer changes the answer. Without the pause, are you all right? Yes. The yes is quick and casual. With the pause, are you all right? Yes. The yes is uncertain, considered, carrying weight. The pause has altered the meaning of the spoken line." Rest's silver pocket watch ticks once, audibly, when Patter pauses on the board. The students hear the tick. They see the pause register as active time. Patter says, "In your dialogue, insert pauses deliberately. Use a line of empty space. Use a small narrative beat. She looked out the window. Use a held silence. The pause will make the next line land harder. Rest will tick when you have placed a pause that matters." Rest nods. She does not move. She says, very quietly, The pause is a line. The silence speaks. Use it. When students ask Patter whether using silence is hard, Patter says, quoting Rest, "It is not hard. It is trusting the pause. Do not fill every gap with speech. Let a moment hang. The reader will feel it. The next line will land harder. The silence is part of the dialogue."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Rest. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.